This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will require dairy farms to test samples of unpasteurized milk for the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus H5N1. Public health officials have tracked the spread of bird flu, or H5N1, in domestic poultry flocks for years, but now the virus has begun showing up in the country's dairy herds, raising concerns. While the risk to the general public remains low and there is no evidence to suggest that bird flu can spread from person to person, nearly 60 people, mostly farm workers, have contracted the virus this year. The new milk testing requirements from the USDA will apply nationally, but will begin first in California, Colorado, Michigan, Mississippi, Oregon, and Pennsylvania the week of December 16th. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has repeatedly tested pasteurized milk on store shelves throughout the country to reaffirm that it is safe to drink. Other dairy products like cheese and ice cream have also been found safe after testing. But the FDA urges people not to drink unpasteurized milk since it does not go through the heating process that kills off viruses and bacteria. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra said, "Our primary responsibility at HHS is to protect public health and the safety of the food supply, and we continue to work closely with USDA and all stakeholders on continued testing for H5N1 in retail milk and dairy samples from across the country to ensure the safety of the commercial pasteurized milk supply." The bird flu outbreak has affected 720 dairy herds through 15 states so far this year. California became the epicenter of the bird flu outbreak in dairy milk during the last month. California also holds the bulk of bird flu infections in people, with 32 of the 58 diagnosed cases this year. Along with the news of the bird flu outbreak in raw milk, a California raw milk producer who has been at the center of several bird flu-related product recalls says that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has encouraged him to apply for a position at the Food and Drug Administration. Mark McAfee of Raw Farm has applied for the position of FDA advisor on raw milk policy. The recent raw milk recalls were the result of positive tests for H5N1 bird flu among McAfee's cows. His farms have since been quarantined, and the state of California has suspended all sales of raw milk and cream. Raw Farm has issued recalls for all remaining milk and cream products in stores. McAfee's farm is also involved in at least 11 lawsuits stemming from a salmonella outbreak that sickened 171 people in California between October 2023 and May of this year. Last month, President-elect Donald Trump nominated Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the U.S. Health and Human Services Department, which oversees the FDA, the CDC, and the National Institutes of Health, among other public health and food safety agencies. Kennedy has been a vocal advocate against immunizations and other public safety policies. Kennedy has advocated for raw milk and has criticized FDA policy forbidding interstate sales of the product. Mark McAfee has not officially been selected for the advisory role. Kennedy's nomination as Health and Human Services Secretary still requires confirmation by the U.S. Senate. A California teenager who passed the bar exam at 17 years old is now a practicing attorney. The new lawyer is Peter Park, not Peter Parker, the alter ego of Spider-Man. Park enrolled in the Northwestern California University School of Law at 13 and graduated last year. Park is the youngest person to ever pass the state's bar exam. He passed the rigorous exam on his first attempt in what officials described as a legal history-making moment. Peter Park started high school at age 13 and at the same time enrolled in a four-year law program at Northwestern California University School of Law. He was able to enroll due to a state bar rule allowing students to apply to law school after completing the college-level proficiency exams. Before Park, the youngest person to pass the state bar was 18. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.